James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column each week in the Business Day section of the New York Times and comes to WQXR each week as well to discuss matters of economy with us. Jim, recent elections in two European countries are making things even more interesting, if that's the word, in the Eurozone than they've already been. Elections in Greece find parties now in power who are not interested in abiding by the terms of an international loan deal that was made by the previous occupants of those offices. Now, Greece doesn't seem to be playing well with others. What is the European community to do about this?
Now, just when we thought it was safe to go back in the water, Greece raises its head once again. You would think Greece would be the supplicant here, you know, begging for mercy, and instead they're really thumbing their nose at the rest of Europe. So I think the question here is going to be whether Greece can stay in the Eurozone, will it keep the euro, and what are the consequences if it doesn't? Because it's really starting to look more and more likely that the Germans are just fed up with this.
And yet, should the Germans be that inflexible? Is their plan so good that it's the only way to go forward?
The conventional wisdom is that when you confront a recession, you stimulate. The Germans have steadfastly adhered to a different theory, which is that when things get bad, you tighten your belt and you work harder. They had a recession in the early 90s. They cut retirement benefits, they increased the retirement age, and they made their work laws more flexible, easier to fire people. And their economy reacted positively to that. It's doing extremely well now. So they're basically looking around saying, well, we did it. Why can't anybody else seem to do this? And they also have a historic fear of inflation, and that's the danger of stimulus. So I can understand the German point of view.
In France, they just kicked out their conservative president and installed a socialist. He has to get his plans to go through. But the French seem to be saying, too, no, we won't do this austerity thing.
Well, that's what the voters are saying. I mean, I think you're seeing it across Europe now that the voters, at least in some countries, are saying, no, we don't want to go the German way. And maybe it's unrealistic and unfeasible. France is going to be a really interesting test case because it's kind of a hybrid. I mean, France has a healthy economy. It's not in nearly the dire straits that the southern European countries are. And yet they are saying, wait a minute, isn't there another way? Or maybe is there a middle ground? And I think there is room for compromise here. The Germans are going to have to swallow hard, maybe risk a little bit of inflation, test some stimulus. But I think the days when Greece could basically blackmail the rest of Europe and say, you can't afford to let us go, are rapidly coming to an end.
Is the situation in Europe enough like our own battle between the debt warriors and the supporters of government spending to stimulate the economy? Is there enough common ground there to offer us some lessons?
I think so. There's no question that Europe is fundamentally confronting the same problem that the U.S. is going to face, which is that they have, they've been spending more than they save, that they've been borrowing, they've been running big deficits. Now, the U.S. does have a big advantage in that we have the dollar, which is the reserve currency, and that gives us tremendous power to address our problems in a way that they don't. I mean, the simplest terms is, you know, we could just inflate our way out of our debt problem, which is not necessarily good or socially beneficial, but it's an option we have that they don't have. So we do have many advantages. On the other hand, I think there's no doubt that the U.S. is going to have to confront the same issue. How do you narrow this deficit? It's going to come down to increasing productivity, and increasing productivity means people have to work harder for less. It's that simple.
James B. Stewart writes the Common Sense column. It appears each Saturday in the Business Day section of the New York Times. And James joins us each Friday here on WQXR.